My name is Mir, and you're listening to the Music Journeys Podcast.
Welcome to the Music Journeys Podcast. I'm Mike Foley, a wonderful Columbus musician on this program. Miracle Mathis, who performs as Mir. She's taking part in Kappa's latest installment of its Apart Together online concert series. Mir's session takes place Saturday, April 10th at 7 on Kappa's Facebook page. Mir has a new EP that came out earlier this year. She'll tell us all about that and how music continues to inspire her despite the challenges of being an independent artist. She offers some outstanding selections in the Fast Five as well. Mir, our featured guest on this edition of Music Journeys, thanks for listening.
This is Mir, and this is my music journey.
Better Days comes from Mir's Reminiscent Vibes Volume 2 EP and reflects her optimism in life and as an independent musician.
I wrote a lot of those songs during, you know, quarantine. So I wrote this project to kind of save me, to get me back on track, because, you know, I was off mentally. Each song means a lot. Better Days is probably one of my favorites off that.
Feeling in my heart, my soul, my stomach.
Born in Indiana, Mir has been living in Central Ohio since 2003, primarily on Columbus's east side. She recalls falling in love with the Temptations at an early age.
They got me really singing. Eddie was the high part, and, you know, David had the raspiness, and Melvin was the, you know, baritone and stuff. So I always say they, like, low-key taught me how to sing. Growing up, I always made up my own, like, you know, tunes, and always sing, like, by myself, and I didn't really share it with people. So it's something I always kept secret. And then when I was 15, my cousin took me to the studio for the first time to record, like, some Christmas songs or whatever. But from that experience, that, you know, made me, like, want to kind of do it more, and that's really where I fell in love with the whole process of writing it and then recording it and then mixing it and the mastering of it and everything. I think just being around a lot of music friends and, you know, them motivating me to finally, like, you know, stop being scared and put my music out. So they really encouraged me in 2017 to drop all my music. I did not really expect the turnout I did from releasing my first project. I just jumped in. Like, I have stage fright like no other. I'm always gonna be somewhat scared, or, you know, naturally, because, you know, I'm a shy person. So you gotta look at the bigger picture. The end result is gonna be you went out there and you shared your your music with people that, you know, really receive it.
That's why I wish I could just lift off, and I would just ghost myself, run off like somebody else. I wish I could ghost myself, run off like somebody else, but I can't.
I'm kind of doing everything by myself, really. I don't have any management or anything like that. And so, like, I'm booking shows, I'm doing promotion and all that stuff. So it could be really challenging, and especially money-wise. And, you know, applying for grants and stuff, and, you know, you cannot get those when you hope to get those. And so, yeah, it can be very challenging, but it's also, like, very rewarding, too, you know, because at the end of the day, you're investing in yourself. And music does help me keep afloat. Doing it just definitely, you know, helps me release and express. So it's just, I jumble up my words, like when I talk or try to express myself, but then I could write a song and, you know, just tell you kind of everything.
It's 318, I tell you what it means. Three is the number that'll keep us divided. What will become when our worlds are colliding? 8, you gotta wait to receive this cake. This is a trial run. I have to see if you got what it takes to get me 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3, 8, 3,
And I wasn't really talking about money. If they didn't bring it up, I didn't. You know, I did a lot of free shows, a lot of them, to where I was like exhausted, you know. And you know, my friends, my colleagues, and you know, you have to, you know your worth, you know. Because I'd be so grateful that they even like their music, you know. I'd be like, oh, of course I perform, I'll get exposure. And you know, the friends that give me advice, they would throw these at the time what I thought was ridiculous numbers, because I'm like, I'm just a local artist, you know, these ridiculous numbers to perform. But you know, as I went along, you know, I'm about like 50 shows in, you know, just nothing to show for it really, because I also didn't want it to be about money. So just like, you know, it'll come, you know. But no, it just made me kind of a little bitter.
It's time to secure the bag. It's happening. Oh, it's happening. Secure the bag. It's happening. It's time to secure the bag. It's happening. It's time to secure the bag. It's happening.
So that, you know, that song represents, you know, just this is in this year, you know, people are going to pay me what they owe me, and the right people will pay, the right people will know your worth, and they'll pay for your talents and stuff. So yeah, it was a long journey. It's definitely getting better. Like, you know, I'm getting better, you know, bigger and better opportunities where, you know, these are, I know I'm going to get paid, you know, Kappa, like that's big, you know, so, you know, awesome. And I just played at Natalie's in Grandview, and that was probably the biggest show I've ever done, you know, financially. So, no, things are looking up, you know, great. I did just get a band camp, so I'm late. I'm super late, but supporting me on band camp, of course, and just, you know, keep streaming my music. And, yeah, you know, just, yeah, that's support. Spreading the word. Only if you want to, though. No pressure.
This is what I have to do. I am a contender. Just call me Rocky. I'm throwing hands. I feel delivered. I've been sipping. I've been self-reflecting. How to get up. Looking forward to my future.
I know it's so cliche, but music really has saved my life. Like, there's been times where I wanted to completely give up on life, and then I redirect my energy and focus it on a project and just put it in there and spill it in there. Even if, you know, I'm not recording or anything, I still lean on music. You know, just hearing people, you know, with messages like, you know, thanks for, I can relate to this. And it's nice to know that I'm not alone when I'm feeling that, because you do kind of feel like you're the only one sometimes, but no, you're not. So it's nice to know that other people are kind of experiencing the same feelings, but kind of get through it when they hear my music, because they know that they're not alone too. So this is a long-term thing. I'm not stopping whether I make it or not. So yeah, no matter where I'm at or what I'm doing, yeah, you always get some music from me.
Couldn't be more thrilled to hear that. We had one last bit of fun with Mir in the Fast Five. Here we go. Okay, first song you can remember hearing that you loved.
I Wish It Would Rain by The Temptations.
Gotta cry, 'cause crying eases the pain, oh yeah. People, this hurt I feel inside, words could never explain. I just wish it would rain. Oh, let it rain, 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 rain.
I'm a very emotional, well, I was a very emotional kid, so David's voice and stuff, I probably was staring out the window, probably got in trouble or something, and just hearing that just kind of amplified all the sadness, so yeah, that one, yeah.
How about the song that makes you feel the most nostalgic or reflective?
I would say 21 Questions by 50 Cent.
Do you believe me when I tell you, you the one I'm loving? Are you mad because I'm asking you 21 questions? Are you my soulmate? Because if so, girl, you're a blessing. Do you trust me enough to tell me your dreams? I'm staring at you trying to figure how you got in them jeans. If I was down, would you say things to make me smile? I treat you how you want to be treated, just teach me how. If I was with some other chick and someone happened to see, and when you asked me about it, I said it wasn't me. Would you believe me or up and leave me? How deep is our bond if that's all it takes for you to be gone?
We were on the way to Florida for like a cheerleading competition when I was little, and they were like doing a little routine dance to it in the middle of the aisle, and I don't know why, but that song always sparks that memory every time, just driving to Florida. So yeah, that one.
Wonderful. Okay, the go-to song that gets you dancing, or if you don't dance, a tune that you hear and you can't sit still when you hear it.
Oh goodness, there's so many. Oh, okay, probably Boogie Wonderland, Earth, Wind & Fire. Yeah, you just gotta move. Any song by them, really. Just anyone.
The song that makes you feel like working out or motivates you to do something.
Rick James. I cannot. I want to say Mary Jane.
She's not the kind of girl that you can just tie down. She likes to spread her love and turn your head around. Do you love me, Mary Jane? Yeah. Do you think you love me, Mary Jane? Don't you play your old game, yeah.
That one always gets me up and moving and working out.
Okay, last one. Song that lifts you up when you're feeling down.
I would probably go to Empire Ants by the Gorillaz.
Where the emptiness we leave behind on air rising blows all the shadows far away. The falling of the whole empire is here to hold you, rolling out and haunted till it's sleep.
That song, it's really like sonically beautiful. I remember when I was like all like, as I said, I was an emotional kid, so if I would go to school real sad or something, that'd be the first thing I popped in my ear, and it made me feel better.
Again, Mir performs as part of Kappa's latest Apart Together sessions. That's a 7 p.m. show on Kappa's Facebook page Saturday night. Also, check out Mir's new Bandcamp page. We'll put a link to that in this edition of Music Journeys in the podcast experience at wcbe.org. My thanks to Mir for her time and her music. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.